Trouble. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky, in his nightly address Sunday, stating that the intensified shelling of Kharkiv has killed 18 people and wounded 106 just in the last 4 days. Kharkiv is Ukraine's second largest city. President Zelensky also warning that Russia will begin an offensive in eastern Ukraine in the near future. Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, warning residents that it is not safe to return to the city amid a renewed assault from Russian forces.
Ukrainian police say more than 900 bodies of civilians have been discovered in the area surrounding Kyiv following the withdrawal of Russian forces. The vast majority simply executed by gunfire. Meantime, the capital city has seen a new round of Russian attacks following the sinking of a Russian warship in the Black Sea.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. 3 mass shootings in the U.S. this Easter weekend, 2 in South Carolina, 1 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where 2 minors were killed. With the Biden administration ending Title 42 at the southern border next month, the number of migrants crossing the border is expected to increase.
There is a 500-acre pecan farm, and it just so happens to begin where the border wall ends. The owner tells us that the last 6 months have just been insanity on his property, migrants crossing the river and being apprehended at all hours of the day and night. Border patrol agents consistently traverse his land.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Eagle Pass, Texas. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on Fox News Sunday discussing whether other cities will follow Philadelphia's lead in reinstituting mask mandates.
These are decisions that should be made at the local level. The CDC has guidance for what local communities should do, but local communities are going to make these decisions. Some may choose to go down this road, others won't.
Philadelphia's mask mandate is set to begin Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Inflation once again rearing its ugly head, this time on the cost of airfares.
Airline ticket prices are sky high and they are only getting higher. With spring break travel and a jump in the cost of jet fuel, we're looking at ticket prices that are 40% more expensive than January. Jet fuel is doing a lot to increase the cost of travel. It's currently up 40% from the beginning of the year, and estimates show that it will be up 76% this summer. Right now, domestic airfare will cost you an average of $330 per trip. Hopper was not expecting us to hit that number until June. Now they're saying expect a 10% increase to $360 this summer. We are already seeing a near 10-year high when it comes to ticket prices, but it is not slowing travelers down. In fact, travelers are outpacing supply in some instances.
Fox's Madison Allworth. Churches in Ukraine still holding Easter Sunday Mass despite the Russian invasion. Fox's Matt Finn has more from Lviv, Ukraine.
This Greek Catholic church is taking in refugees, mostly women and children that we talk to, and some of them have downright horrifying stories of survival. Some of their loved ones were murdered, and there are 4 services at this church today. They are all packed. People are forced to stand outside in the cold and in the snow right now.
Recreation pot being sold in New Jersey this week, the first time in the state's history.
Recreational marijuana sales start this Thursday for people 21 and over at locations across New Jersey, with some of the state's medical cannabis companies also expected to expand into the recreational market. The pot sales 17 months after New Jersey voters approved legalization in a referendum. The state now poised to become one of the largest cannabis markets on the East Coast, with annual sales projected to top $2 billion in the coming years. As the first state in the New York City area to offer weed, which still remains banned on the federal level. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.